It's on a Friday that we have a bit of a look at food and drink and the news that revolves around it. Callum Boyes is National Food and Drink Writer for Fairfax. He's also enjoying the hospitality of Sydney Airport at the moment. Callum, good morning.
Hey, g'day, mate. Yeah, sorry if you hear any delayed flight announcements come over the loudspeaker onto the phone.
Yeah, there might be one or two there. Now, You have got a bit of interesting news about the culture of buying drinks in Australia.
I do. This was really, really interesting. So there was data that came out last week compiled for a mob called Pure Profile on behalf of ME Bank. But it was a national survey, and it found that 85% of Australians participate in buying rounds of drinks at the pub, yes, but 81% of us would rather buy our own. So Australians, it turns out, secretly hate shouting.
Now, this is mind-blowing to me because I thought there was nothing more Aussie than shouting around at the pub.
There isn't. There's nothing more Aussie, but in that respect, there's nothing more un-Australian, Nick, than saying you don't want to be involved in a shout. And I think this is a problem, and I'm glad that someone's finally shining some light on this, because it might be one of those things that you go to the pub, you might only want to have one or two beers. If you've got four or five mates there, then it's only you're four or five beers deep, you know what I mean?
I do know.
And it's a very hard thing to get out of without peer pressure.
Suddenly you're doing irresponsible drinking. I think the other thing for me is, and don't get me wrong, I love craft beers, I absolutely do, but you can be spending $12 a schooner if you're not careful.
Totally. It's like drinking beer in Victoria. That's the problem I have. So you might, these days when there is so much different beer available, as you say, like craft beer, but someone just might want to drink VB or Reshes or whatever it might be. Someone else might be getting into their Pinot Noirs, so it can be quite a different thing. My brother-in-law, you get in a shower with him, he doesn't drink beer. He only drinks Bundaberg and Cola can.
Ooh.
So that's an expensive and very diabetic little jaunt. Anyway, but that's the thing. So, and 1 in 2 people also say they know someone who consistently fails to return a shout. So it's that fear as well that if I buy these drinks, then I'm not going to get my return on investment later on down the track.
The minute you said that, 3 different names sprung into my head of people I've known over the years who are so guilty of that they are famous for it.
Yeah, right. I'm all for it. I find what happens is that, I love a shout, but it's very hard, especially when you've got blokes, to have 4 or 5 blokes who are all going to be drinking at the same pace as well.
Yes.
So, and you might have different sizes and different kind of levels of appreciation, shall we say, towards alcohol. So I really like, this is what I picked up. In New Zealand in February, we were sitting around at 4 or 5 of us. One bloke gets up and he's like, I'm just going to get a wedge. And I was like, what? What's a wedge? He's like, a wedge. And he comes back, he's just got a little midi. He's still sticking around, but he's forked over his own cash to get a midi, just so, he's still drinking while everyone else is kind of catching up with him.
That's certainly one way of doing it.
So, I don't know, you could call it a wedge, you could call it functioning alcoholism, I'm not really sure, but it's certainly one tactic, I think.
Is the other option
to get through the round
that we get back into jug culture, where you're not buying a different beer for everyone, you are going each time and buying a single jug of beer, dealer's choice, and then that can get shared out.
Totally. I think what happens, though, and jugs are great if you're in university, when people aren't too picky about what they're drinking. If, you would have been heading down the old Claire back in the day, I reckon. Across from 2SER. I think the older you get, people get more picky. So it's like, oh, no, I don't want to drink your beer or whatever you're drinking. I want to drink a New Zealand Salt Blanc or whatever it might be. But I think certainly for university students, jugs are the way to go. Gosh, I lived on jugs at the Claire for maybe a decade.
Yeah, that career can stretch on pretty far if you're not careful. Well, we've got a beautiful weekend coming up. You got any top picks for where someone could sit in the sun?
I do. So, I don't know if you know this, I think you're an inner west local, but the White Cockatoo in Petersham has started flying again. So you might remember the White Cockatoo. It's down there at 30 Terminus Street in Petersham, just near the train station. They used to have those big bloody schnitzels the size of a baby.
Yes.
thankfully, they'd gone. The White Cockatoo got taken over about 2 years ago, got turned into a place called the West Village, which I really, really did not enjoy. They had Negronis on tap and that kind of thing, and I think they just kind of missed the brief for Petersham. But now the guys who own the Henson have come in, the Henson over at Marrickville, great pub, and they've taken it over and revamped the kitchen. I was there last weekend. It's got a great little outdoor-y area with heaps of natural light that you can have a nice craft beer in. There's got a lot of local beers on tap. So, yeah, it's the White Cockatoo is the place to be again in Petersham, I think.
It absolutely is. Very happy to do that. I've dragged my old White Cockatoo badge drawer badge out of the drawer and I'm proudly flying it again.
Oh, wow. I am very jealous of that. And also, as you know this as well, if you're going to go to the White Cockatoo in Petersham, always worth heading down around sunset for a couple of beers, I think, at Petersham Bowling Club. Maybe the greatest bowling club in Australia. And around this time of year, when the weather starts to warm up, like having a nice beer out there on the bowling green, which I don't think has been used in many, many years. You know, there's kids running around, there's families, everyone having a good time. Someone's probably playing some Paul Kelly on their iPhone or something like that. It's so much fun. But this Sunday, I noticed it was on the website last night, there's also a bit of a medieval music day happening at Petersham Bowling Club.
Wow.
With a band, I don't know if you've heard of them before, called the Crooked Fiddle Band.
I have not.
Here's the brief. So this all starts from about midday. The Crooked Fiddle Band makes soundtracks for future folk parties and battle scene-like climaxes in a blend of folk influences and modern post-rock they like to call chainsaw folk.
Chainsaw folk.
Yeah, I don't know. I, having read that sentence again out loud, I'm no closer to knowing what exactly that's all about. But it sounds like it's something worth investigating. And we've also got some falcons down there for some falconry. So that's good. Maybe don't bring kids that are too small.
Or tiny dogs.
Or small dogs, yeah. I'll also mention the other great little bar that's opened up down on Enmore Road in the last 2 weeks is Jacoby's Tiki Bar, or Tiki, if you will. So we haven't had a dedicated tiki bar in Sydney for a long time. That's those kind of a wine-themed, Twin Peaksy style joints which specialize in big, tall, fruity cocktails with lots of rum and fruit juice and umbrellas and flamingos, and you can wear your Hawaiian shirt there. And it's a Jimmy Buffett-free zone, fortunately, but there's usually some like 50s swing or Elvis via Hawaii or being played and that kind of thing. There's so much fun tiki bars, so it's so great that Sydney finally got one. So that's Jacoby's Tiki Bar. Just a word of warning, the cocktails there are quite boozy.
All right.
So they'll all set you back about a minimum of $20, but there's value in there for their version of a zombie cocktail, for example, which is called a Romero, I think maybe named after, what's his name?
George Romero.
That involves four types of rum, grapefruit juice, and half a lime set of fire, and absinthe float. So I think maybe two of those, and you Probably sorted.
And
for the Friday or Saturday night. Yeah.
Don't get into a shout situation with those ones. Callan, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'll let you go and hopefully catch a flight at some point today.
Oh, it's going to be a fun hour, I reckon.